Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
The Bay.
Party sexy,
sexy time. Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
This is Bitch.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly, I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo ho ho ho. Be a disco boy, wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo ho 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 boy, I wanna be a disco boy, wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The game's name.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Woo! Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
hombre.
Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay. Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very much. Nice.
Party sexy time.
Motherfucker. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Hey, Zeus Christo. Hello. Hey there, Fat Red Dragon. FRD, holding it down in the chit-chat room. Welcome, early chit-chatters, Donnie C., Fat Red Dragon, and Phil O'Platt. So far we have a sausage fest for the party sexy time. That's fine, though. No biggie. It's all good. Take your time, folks. It's Saturday night. We got 2 hours to do this. And by this, I mean me. You have 2 hours to do me right here on the air. We're going to make love, not war, tonight. And everybody is invited to call in. It's open lines. It's Saturday night party sexy time. We can chop it up about anything, but I like to keep it... I'd like to keep it on a positive tip, if you will. It never turns out that way. But that's fine. We'll take it, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's your Saturday night party sex time. Open lines. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. Man, I had a great day today. I just walked around the city all day today. It was awesome. I went out to Dolores Park. Lots of folks out there at Dolores Park today. A lot of humanity out there. Good times hanging out with fam and friends. Not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful spring day. And I got nailed in the face with a soccer ball. We were chilling on the grass, just, I don't know, maybe about 10 yards away from the back of the goal for an impromptu soccer match. I think I counted about 87 Mexicans playing in a soccer game. And they were kicking around this ball, and I don't know. I got preoccupied looking at somebody taking pictures of them of their friends. I don't know. I was people watching, and an errant soccer ball just beelined straight to my right eyeball. Luckily, I had sunglasses on, and somehow I wasn't injured. I don't know. It was a miracle, actually. I got nailed, zinged hardcore in the face. Like, I had no time to react. In fact, nobody that was sitting with me had time to react. It was just a laser straight for my eyeball. It was insane. I was completely stunned. I must have had something coming to me. Must have had something coming to me because I got nailed pretty damn hard in the eyeball with that soccer ball. I don't know if the sunglasses might have saved my eyeball. I don't know. I had zero time to react. It just boinked me. It was insane. Yeah. So I walked over to the new little skate spot. My friend has a, I know, skate buddies. They've created this little skate park in an old vacant lot over in the Mission District. So I went over there, and they got chased away by the cops, so they were kicking it somewhere down the street. And I just kind of kicked it with these skaters for like an hour. Like, these kids do nothing but just like chill out, sit on a bench against their friend's, their house at, their buddy's house. It's like a little bench and a little, it's like a planter, but they put a cover over the planter, and it's just basically this big, long rail that these guys ollie on and do tricks on and stuff. All these kids do is sit around, drink beer, smoke blunts, and skate. That's it. That's all they do. That was a nice little window into their world. Whatever. That was my Saturday. I just walked around the city, went to the park, got nailed in the face with a soccer ball. Had a burrito. Nice fat burrito. It's good times. Good times. Shouts to Lady from New Jersey joining me in the chit chat room. Skaters, our future. Yeah. I was so depressed hanging out with these skaters. I was like, well, I wasn't really depressed. No, that's not the right word. I actually felt better about my own scenario, my own situation in life, just hanging out with these guys. I hope they're not listening. I mean, they're nice guys. They were cool guys. I'm not knocking them. Some of these guys obviously did more than just, they do more than just hang out on the stoop and drink beer and skate. You know, some of these guys are weekend warriors. You know, they have families. You know, they have, one guy's, he's like, I got to bail. My wife, you know, called. I got to go. You know, these are grown men that just love skateboarding. But there's a few, there's an element. There's a couple of them that I think they literally just don't do anything. They just skate. That's it. Whatever. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's get this party fucking started, you pieces of garbage. Come on, let's wake up. The lines are wide open. I won't bite, I promise. FRD, lady from New Jersey, come on. Step your game up. Give me a call. Let's get this shit going, huh? All right, I'm going to try to get fired up here with... I always like to start off with some Gogo Bordello. So I'm going to get this party rolling with Sally.
Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska. Gypsies were passing through her little town. They dropped something on the road. She picked it up. And cultural revolution right away began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. That I was schizophrenic. And it is they always want to pray. So я родину продал. А по правде я был просто маленький медведик. Сел на велосипедик и все нахуй проебал. Just begging. Oh no! Cult revolution just begging.
Whoopa. Oh, yeah. Vincent Bay, that was a little Google Bordello. And it's Vince back with you on Party Sexy Time. Trying to get this party started. I know a lot of people are actually out tonight doing real partying. I understand that. But this is for the kids that stay in and want to virtually party. Shouts out to the Vapor Room. I in my travels today, I stopped through and picked up Pinot Noir. And also got a gram of blue cheese and some more of the Bubba Berry that I had yesterday. The Bubba Berry was pretty good yesterday, so I thought I'd pick up some more today in the bay. So, yeah, there you have it. Did a little house cleaning on Twitter today. I trimmed down about 200 follow people. I unfollowed 200 people, over 200 people today. I've just been lazy, and you know, I go through fits where I just sort of follow people indiscriminately, and I kind of pay for it later because then I just get inundated with pointless, boring tweets. So I'm trying to clear out my timeline. Just want to get, I mean, because seriously, sometimes I follow people because I think they're going to be a good person to follow. You know, everybody seems to be following this person, so it must be hip and cool to follow this person. And then you follow them, and they tweet about sitting in the airport. It's dumb. Like when I first started getting into Twitter, I would follow porn stars. As obviously, kidding me? I have a direct connection with my favorite porn stars. Duh! I'm going to follow like all of them. And then you find out why they're porn stars, and they're not, say, writers, poets, comedians. They're none of the above. They're porn stars for a reason. They're just good at not saying anything, just screaming and yelling and moaning. Most of them are very uninteresting in the Twitter realm. I still follow a few, though. I follow my absolute faves. But I've unfollowed a lot of porn stars. I've unfollowed a lot of marijuana or cannabis-related Twitter people. Like, I went on a frenzy where just anything cannabis, marijuana, 420 related, I just followed everything. Anything and anybody. And I found out a lot of those people are boring, too. So, sayonara. I got rid of a lot of those kids. I went through, when I first started on Twitter, I was following a lot of political-minded people. Unfollowed a lot of those people today. I'm just over the politics. Seriously, it's pointless. Got rid of a lot of the haters, a lot of the Debbie Downers, if you will. Not haters, you know, but just people that in general are just kind of negative. They're gone, no longer in the timeline. Anybody that whines and complains a lot on Twitter, gone. Yeah, so I'm trying to do a little spring cleaning on my tweetster. Whatever. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. I think Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu.
Hi, I'm here, but I have to mute for just like 5 seconds, okay?
All right, standing by. Anyway, Shouts to everybody in the chat room. Donnie C., Fat Red Dragon, LFNG, Lady from New Jersey, Phil O'Platt, and several guests, listeners that are in and out. It's, yeah, it's all good in the hood. I'm getting it warmed up here, as it were. And my blood got pumping a little bit there with that Gogo Bordello. I think what I'm going to do now is... Keisha, are you back? No, she's not back. All right. When she comes back, I'll have something for her.
Oh, my God.
But in the meantime, I'm going to play another track. I want to see what else I can play to just get us fucking just... let's just get fucking fired up here. The Gogo Bordello is a good start, but I still need my blood to just get moving here. What can I do? What can I play? Give me a second here. Give me a minute.
Don't you mute me.
What?
Nigger.
You unmuted? What? You,
oh.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm back. I was just telling you I was back. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll play this for you then. I want to get
awesome.
I want to get you buttered up. So I gotta.
You always get me buttered up, baby.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, let me refresh this here. I uploaded a song for you. One of the 5,000 songs that you requested last night.
Right.
All right. Here you go. This is for you. Be right back.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Christ. Keisha, I must really I must really like you. That's like the gayest shit I've ever played on my show.
I know. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry about that, folks. But, hey, I promise it's going to get sexy. It's going to get sexy in a minute.
No, that is sexy. You can't
yeah, if you're gay.
Morphe is the sexiest thing ever.
If you're fucking homosexual, yeah, sure. I'm not, though. I know people think I am, but I'm not.
You're Vince and the gay. You know, you got to love it.
So horrible. So terrible. Oh, man. I was trying to get fired up, and I was like, okay, no. I actually didn't hear that song all the way through. I didn't preview it. It was just one of the things you threw out.
I know, right?
And I was like, okay, fine. I'll upload it.
I knew that would be the case.
And then there was striptease in the title, so I thought, okay, that might be kind of sexy and cool. No. Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. Unless you're a homosexual, then you're welcome.
You loved it.
Sorry about that. I would like to replace that voice. Can we please get rid of that British bitch that introduces Blog Talk Radio? Because there's like nothing British about Blog Talk Radio. Seriously, get me on that motherfucker. I'll be like, Blog Talk Radio, motherfuckers.
I think I like the British girl better. So you're going to play my Arctic Monkeys song tonight? Because that song's not gay.
Fuck you and your... No, I'm not paying any more music for you.
No,
all the shit that I pay for you is gay. I tried to download that song, and it's blocked. Screen capture it, because it won't... Because some songs are protected by... Because I use MP3, YouTube MP3 converter. What is that thing called? Oh, man, I forgot the name of it. Here, I'll get it.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Listen to YouTube.com. That's what I use to convert all my YouTube videos to MP3s so I can play them on my show.
I use that Keep Good thing.
I use Listen to YouTube.com. But the problem with that is I think YouTube has built in some sort of codec or whatever into their videos that any copywritten material won't work in that website. What's this dude saying? Hot Fox Video says, "Hello Vince, I'm from Hot Fox Video. I have two video that are overdue. The first one is Banana Split. Second, The Adventures of Long John Weil. Long overdue. Thanks. Please give us a call or pay the late fees. Thanks. Have a great..." Oh, I'm sorry, Hot Fox Video. I totally forgot that I had those videos. I will get those back to you as soon as I can. Appreciate the heads up. Wow, they found me on that. My video store has a BTR account. Can you believe that?
Your video store?
My video store has a BTR account. Are you looking in the chat room at Hot? Look at what Hot Fox Video wrote.
No, I'm looking at this total hottie on cam right now.
Oh, who's that?
It's a secret.
Oh, okay.
He's a BWC member.
Oh, I don't want to know about your little club.
You're such a hater, Vince. Why are you hating so much tonight? You're supposed to love me.
Well, you know, I do love you, and I played that song because I love you. Like, seriously, I would never play anything that gay and ridiculous on my show ever unless I actually cared about somebody enough to do it.
Aww. Oh, what happened to my hottie? He disappeared.
Aww.
Oh,
should have screen captured it, baby. You should screen capture all that.
I know.
You never know when it's going to happen again. All right, I'm going to get this fucking bitch going here. Fuck all this gay bullshit. Let's get this shit going. Here's some wallpaper, bitches.
You want to go to a party tonight? It's supposed to be the jam. It's supposed to be really nice. We'll take the bus or a taxi cab. We can get paid if Ben goes to the club.
Getting Wasted, Kids. That's right. That's Wallpaper. He's playing tonight in Santa Cruz. I'm missing that right now. But fuck it. We're partying, you know? Donnie C., Fat Red Dragon, Kishu, Lady from New Jersey, Philo Platt, and Troy Shadow holding it down in the chit-chat room. If you guys don't mind, I have to... you caught me in the middle of doing a tweet. Trying to get the word out here. If you guys, if you can do me a favor, if any of you guys are not busy, there's a little tweet icon on there. Go ahead and click on that and tweet out the broadcast to all your Twitter pals, Twitter followers.
Are you still following me?
I follow you everywhere, baby. Of course.
Okay, just making sure. Because yeah, apparently, you know, you cleaned out today.
Oh, you made the cut. You made the cut. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I will make sure and go and tweet the show probably after I hang up with you when it's over.
Sweet. Perfect. People can listen to the archives. It's all good. Doesn't fucking matter. I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh,
Source,
I'm getting tweets. I'm actually getting tweets. Look at this. I got a tweet from Soul Surfing One. She says, I'm listening... Was that Morrissey you played for Kishu? Unfortunately, yes, that was Morrissey I played for Kishu.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. That's my girl right there.
That is your girl. I'm following her on Twitter now, too. Is she a cougar? How old is she?
Yeah. Your age?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's in Hawaii, huh? Oh, you know
she's
what?
She's in Maui right now. She's in Maui.
You know what? She should link up with my friend Ronnie Rucker, who unfortunately does a broadcast the same time as me. So, but he does a podcast that he records from Hawaii, and you should link up with him. He's cool. I'll tweet you his name or his Twitter and follow him. He's a cool guy. He's in Hawaii.
She works for like an airline and she travels like all over the place.
Oh, nice. Well, if you're ever in the Bay Area, kids, just hit up Vincent the Bay and I'll give you a tour of the Bay Area. I'm more than happy to give personal guided tours of my bedroom.
She should totally call in.
Does she
right
do,
now?
Does she do that? Yeah, if you're listening, Jet Girly. Jet Girly, if you're out there listening,
Victoria.
Honey. Victoria, whatever your name is, Soul Surfing One. If you have the inkling, call in 347-826-7667. You just dial that number and then you press the number 1 once you're inside the Blog Talk Radio system. You press the number 1 and that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to get on the air. So Kishu, did you hear about me getting nailed in the eyeball with a soccer ball today?
What? No, what happened? I thought you were going to say like with a penis or something. And I was getting really excited.
Oh,
and like with
oh.
a soccer ball.
No, that was later. That was later.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no, that wasn't at the park. That was actually behind the Safeway and off Market Street. But no,
you went for your walk and you got nailed with a soccer ball. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I walked. Okay, I walked out of my house. I didn't put a sweatshirt on, nothing, just my flip-flops, T-shirt, and shorts. It was a beautiful sunny day. It was gorgeous. I did my usual stroll down Haight Street down to the weed store, and I got halfway down there and called my bro spontaneously, who I haven't caught up with in a while, and he was over at Dolores Park, which isn't far from the Vapor Room, so I'd like... So yeah, I'll swing by after I go to the Vapor Room. I'll just walk down to Dolores Park and chill with you. So I was kicking it. So I went down there. We were kicking it at the Dolores Park. It was a beautiful day. It was clear skies. It was sunny. It was a light little breeze. It was just perfect. And I just was kicking it with my bro and a bunch of his homies. And we were just watching these Mexicans play a soccer game, a little impromptu soccer game on the grass there. I don't know. There's probably a good 95 Mexicans playing a soccer match right in front of us. When I wasn't looking, a soccer ball got kicked errantly and nailed me directly in the eye, like at full, like it came at me at least like 150 miles an hour, I think. It was insane, and I had zero time to react to it. Like nobody saw it at all. I was looked away for a second, and it was just like bonk, and just pointed me right in the eye. And I had sunglasses on too, and I don't know if that protected me or not, but I like I think I'm actually a little bit swollen there. And I was just like fuck, and I was just in shock for like a good like 2 minutes. I was like what the fuck, and like. And they're just like, dude, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. Just don't let it happen again, you fucking pieces of shit. And I didn't say it like that, but I did say it. I did. I was kind of like, I was like, just don't let it happen again, you assholes. I said something. I was pissed because it fucking hurt. And they're just like, oh, gringo. You're all fucking pissed off there, huh? And so they went back and played, and I was just like, fucking. And then I had a headache for like a half hour after that. And I was just like, fuck, this sucks. But then I had a burrito, it made it all better.
We got trolled in real life today.
By the fucking Mexicans playing soccer in the park, yeah. They fucking trolled me. Soccer ball.
Oh.
Fucking dicks. And I think some of them laughed,
really
too.
Funny.
A couple of them, I caught a couple of them laughing. You fucking dickwads. Yeah, I was not down with that at all. But the burrito made it better. And I got a lot of exercise in. I just walked a shit ton today. I walked around the entire city. On the way home, I took the bus halfway because I was getting tired. It was getting late and it was getting cold. But, yeah, I went out to the little impromptu little skate park, the illegal skate park that these kids made on this vacant lot, and they got chased away by the cops, so I couldn't, there was nothing to go to, so I walked all the way out there, it's all the way out in the boonies, and so I was like, fuck, but luckily my bros were down the street kicking it, the skater kids just all drinking beers and smoking blunts and skating, outside, like skating some bench outside their house. Yeah, good times. Good times.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, other than that, I fapped all day, and that was about it.
That sounds like an even greater time.
Oh, yeah, you know it, baby. Speaking of good times, let's bring in our good time broski from the 420 Grindhouse. We now have with us FRD. What's up, FRD?
Hey, Vince in the Bay. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. Just kicking it with Kishu, just rehashing my day and, you know, smoking a little dope and just kicking it.
Cool. Hey, Kishu, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm recovering, you know, as usual. But, man, Vince, I'm glad you didn't get seriously hurt today with that soccer ball, man. That's serious stuff. You could die from that.
It hurt, dude. I was pissed for like about 10 or 15 minutes. I was like, fuck. And I felt my eye swelling up.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to have like a black eye or something because it hit me really hard. And it was so fast, I had zero time to react. Everybody around me didn't even see it happen. It was just insane. And You know what? It was karma, though. Seriously, it was God punishing me. And I know why, because what I did just prior to that, the reason why I wasn't paying attention to the soccer ball is because there was a group of Asian kids taking photos, and it was an Asian family with kids, and they were posing for photographs with like tennis courts in the background, like that's gonna, I don't know, like that's gonna be like a great monument in the background for their group photo, but whatever. So I'm like making fun of them, like just doing voices for them, trolling basically. Like making voice, I was like, "All right, guys, let's do one. Okay, one serious, and then the next one we're gonna do it crazy. Okay, guys." And I'm like totally like just, you know, teasing these people, just mocking them. And then while I'm doing that, I'm like, I'm like looking at them, and that's when the soccer ball hits me.
Huh.
I got trolled. I got trolled, and then God was just like, you motherfucker, that's what you get for trolling those fucking people. They're just trying to fucking mind their own business and take a group photo, and you're being an ass.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that was a dick move, dude. You deserve the soccer ball upside the head.
Yeah. Douchebag numero uno, right in the fucking eye socket. Seriously.
Yeah.
Nicely placed too. It was a perfect hit, and it was done in a way where there was no real serious damage. Like it hurt. I had a little headache for a minute, but ultimately I walked it off and I was okay. But
yeah,
it was enough.
Mexican people are generally pretty good at soccer, dude. I mean, I don't stand that close.
Badass. It was like a laser right on my fucking eye hole. Can't believe it. All right, let's take a call. 111, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I heard you went to the doctor.
I didn't go to the doctor. Why?
Because of the soccer ball.
Who'd you hear that from?
The doctor. The doctor.
Dr. Derp.
Yeah. Who's this? Wait, is that Ken?
Oh, well, maybe.
What's up, Ken?
I heard you went to the doctor, and the doctor said you need to stop masturbating.
Is that what
I heard it.
Punished for? Is for
and you said why. And you said why. And the doctor replied so he could examine you.
Ken, are you on acid right now?
Why?
Whatever you're on, can I have some?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. Thank you. 347-826-7667. Internet killed the radio, the video star, kids. And I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'll be right back with these motherfuckers in just a second. did. And I'm Vince in the Bay, back with Kishu and FRD and Ken Moore, sort of.
Why the hell am I being treated like the one angry Jew? I mean, it's bullshit, man. You pissed at me, too?
No, I'm not pissed at you at all. I'm not pissed at the Jew, either. I
call in via my cell phone so that I'm not fucking Patriot Gregan. You don't even respond to my fucking tweets. And I get treated like shit.
It's not you, Ken. It's not you at all, man. It's me. It's just me. The show got off to a really rough start. I've been playing a lot of gay music for some reason, and it's just I don't know, it's all coming back to me. See, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I made fun of this small Asian family for taking a picture, and God punished me by nailing me in the eye socket with a soccer ball.
And, what's so funny about Asians taking pictures? They all take pictures. They all got like Nikon.
Exactly. Isn't it kind of fun to just make voices for people, like, while you're people watching? Don't you do that?
If you're racist, I guess you do that.
Why am I racist? I wasn't doing it like a Chinese voice or anything. I just told them, like, hey, guys, let's do one. I was like, said out loud, I was like, hey, guys, first one, serious. Second one, funny, all right?
Do you realize that, you know, they might not be Chinese? How do you know they was Chinese? How do you know they're not from Korea?
You're right, I don't.
Or Japan. But yet you're being racist by calling them Chinese right just a second ago. I guess you do the Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
Yeah, pretty much, I think, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure, why not? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Man, I think Ken's kind of right, man. They could have been displaced Japanese people, you know, the tsunami victims or something, and they're sending
just
pictures back to
shore.
Yeah, well, that, or they're just taking refuge here, and they're sending pictures back to their Japanese counterparts saying, look, there's hope. We can still get tennis courts.
Or they could have been Japanese and just fell through the cracks of the earth and ended up in San Francisco.
Or wouldn't that be the Chinese?
No, there wasn't an earthquake over there.
Oh, true.
So, Ken, do you know anything about these folks at, what was it? Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it.
Twitter?
No, I was on a blog talk show earlier today. I forgot the name.
I haven't been on except for right now.
What was the name of it?
Should we be playing like Jeopardy music or something right now?
Pretty much, yeah. No, I'm looking at my email here.
Vince in the Bay. What is your wager?
Hey, do you guys ever do Google Alerts? Like Google Alert your name?
No, sir.
Do you even know what Google Alert is?
Gonna find out right now.
That's where
I worked at Google for 3 years and I never knew what Google Alert was until now.
If somebody like searches your name or something like that, it sends you
Jew,
an alert.
The Jew of all people told me about it. It's basically,
well, if you would apologize for hanging up on him and taking those calls.
How can I apologize? He blocked me on Skype. I have no way to connect with him.
He got his email. Do like
I think he's just jealous of me because he blocked me too.
You know his cell phone number.
You know what? I have better things to do. Anyways, so the Jew knows where to find me. Okay, he introduced me to Google. Google Alert is this thing where it's like doing a search term, but having it always out there, like always updating, and it sends you an automatic email every time. Like you can set it up for any search term. Like I did Vince in the Bay, I did my regular name, I did and I did Vince in the Bay with no spaces as well. And so every time that pops up somewhere in the internet and it gets logged on Google, I'll get an alert that it happened. So like when, like for example, when the ONTD crew doxed me, I knew they doxed me because I got a Google alert about their page that they created, their wiki. Well, when the Flawless created their wiki page of me, the Snaggletooth page, I found out about that through Google alert. And I also found it when those kids raided my show from ONTD and they doxed me on their board over there. Their board's different than 4chan. It doesn't get 404. It just stays there. So I got a Google alert on that, and I was able to find their doxed page, the page where they doxed me. And it was actually really good because thanks to them, the BWC wasn't able to dox me on a lot of shit because they found a lot of shit that the BWC didn't even get to because they had already doxed me. I went and found that shit and fucking deleted it. And so then a couple of months later when the BWC tried to dox me and that shit wasn't around, they had zero on me except for a butt video. and some hottie that they tried to throw after that they tried to put on me as a mole. And she's still a mole within my organization. It's fine. I know I've got her on surveillance. I know it's up.
Uh-oh. Do you
now? I don't have a problem with the BWC. I think what they do to those child molesters is actually funny as hell. Damn perverts.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of perverts, Goofy Bones with us. Hey, Goofy, what's up, dude?
La cucaracha. La cucaracha.
I'm fucking drunk, but I'm not a pervert.
What's up,
yeah.
Goofy? What's on your mind tonight, bro? Where are you at? What you doing? Who are you with? What's the name of the bitch you're giving the bone to tonight?
Actually, I haven't got stood up since my junior high days. Today I got stood up. This broad hasn't caught me. I'm hoping I get a phone call from the cops saying that they found her at the end of some ditch or somewhere, you know, with a bullet hole in her head. I feel like shit right now.
I'm sorry. I thought this was Goofy Bone. Who is this?
I know, it's crazy, huh?
Where's Goofy Bone? What'd you do with him?
Today's not my day, Vince. It's like I left my phone at the big lot. I lost my wallet. Thank God nice people are nice and return things. And then to top it all off, I lost my sack of weed. Nobody's going to return that shit.
Yeah. Forget that, dude.
And then this
that shit's already smoked and gone. That shit's already been twisted up and blown to bits.
And this broad, she never called me. We were supposed to go on a date since 7:30, and she never called. I mean, I called her like twice. She never answered. I'm not gonna call her like fucking 50 times. So it's like fuck. So I feel all I don't know. Saturday.
Oh my God, Vince! I forgot to tell you.
What?
I had a date tonight with a girl, and I found a bag of weed.
You
bastard. Okay. That's what's up.
You son of a bitch, Ken. You know what? I really feel bad. You know what? I'm looking all over the place like it's going to pop up somewhere, like some fucking scene. I can't believe myself. So, yeah.
Aww.
I left it in the desk drawer for you, Vince.
God damn it. Shut up, fucking Ken. I'm not in the mood. Today is not the Goofy Bone Day. My God. April 29th is not Goofy Bones.
April 30th. It's Saturday.
Oh, we're
April
in the 30th.
It's Saturday night, party, sexy time. Goofy, you sound really down. You sound a little glum, a little blue. Like you sound a little lonely, actually. Let's all have a moment with Goofy, shall we?
Give me a hug.
A
give me a full hug, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Brother's grave crying, 'cause you know damn well I miss you. won't die. Millions of people hate me, thousands of people plot me, the hundreds really know me, the rest are all phonies, that's why they're all lonely. Millions of people hate me, thousands of people plot me, the hundreds really know me, the rest are all phonies, that's why they're all lonely.
He was being a little oversensitive. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I think he might have been on some too much medication or something. I don't know. He was a little off. It might have just been the fact that he wasn't called in on Skype. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah. No, I got to hand it to him for that, though. I mean, he did put in an extra effort to not Patriot Greg, so that is pretty cool. I'll give him that.
I almost rather have him the normal Ken Moore with the Patriot Gregging than to have the bizarro Ken Moore without.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got more attitude when he's on the cell.
Yeah, he sounded kind of abrasive. He sounded mad. I didn't want to say you mad, bro, but I kind of felt like I wanted to say that.
Was he mad at me?
I think he was just mad in general. I think the Jew is really pissed off at me. And
Vince, I could tell you stories about how the Jew wants to take your little scrawny neck and fucking wring you out and throw you in the river with cement block shoes and watch you drown as he's on top of the water walking like God laughing.
Wow,
that's pretty dramatic. That's very vivid too.
Sorry, I'm drunk and I totally imagined that, so I had to say that shit.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, that was some shit, dude.
Cheers. Yeah. I'm drinking my last beer. And thank God for fucking these rotten old beers. Pabst Blue Ribbon, even though it's old, my dad drinks this shit. This shit is fucking delicious. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's delicious. Cheers.
I'll drink PBR once in a while. No problem there. I agree with you, man.
Oh, yeah. Even though he throws an extra burp at you, man, but fuck it.
We can always count on you, Goofy, for... To you know, hold it down with the drinking. I don't really drink anymore. I just drink coffee, and that's it.
Shit. You know what? I don't know. It was the first time in my life I felt like, I'm sorry. I'm lying, people. Since junior high, I haven't felt this way since junior high. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm Saturday night. I'm waiting for this bra to come over. You know, we're going to go to fucking Benihana's of all places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vince, you know what Benihana's is. Come on. Goofy Bone's going to spend some cash here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I barely got some money, but I'm going to spend it. We're going to have a nice night. And this fucking bimbo doesn't even fucking call me. I can't fucking believe that shit. It just pisses me off.
She told you.
She told me. I know.
All right. Hey, speaking of trolling, your favorite troll pal is here. I think this is Speculation Sports himself. Dr. Cowpo. What's up? Shit, what is going on? Hello, 612. You're on the air.
Is he okay?
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm in Vegas.
What the hell is he doing? Is he
in
Vegas right now?
Is his VW bus on fire?
Is he in
Vegas
right now?
I was supposed to go.
Cowpo, is that you? Cowpo, hello?
Who's that, dude?
All right, area code 612, you're up here. Is this a troll? Are you trolling us? I can't
tell.
Cowpo! Oh, wait, you guys, shut the fuck up. Listen, just listen. Hey, Calpo,
Hello.
What are you doing? Are you watching Kiss right now?
I'm down. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Okay, I'm in downtown Vegas. They're running a experience here in downtown Vegas here. You should see the pussy down here. It's unbelievable.
No shit.
I tell you what, they're tall, red, black, yellow, Mexican, sweet, big, small titties, blonde, blue eyes. Tell you what, Vince, you'd have a chubby right now if you saw what I saw. Holy, holy crap. I'm getting a chubby. My wife isn't even around right now. You just got back from the
club. Hey,
Speculation Sports is in the house. What's going on?
Speculation Sports in the house.
We're downtown Vegas. Just got my head kicked in that joint, so they're going to destroy this front row. There's people getting thrown out of the concert left and right, getting in fights with security guys. It was classic George Kurgan. And the Destroyers. Ow! Downtown Vegas, baby!
You sound like fucking Roger.
Land of pussy and long legs, baby, and lots of money.
Yeah. I wish I was there, Cowboy.
Well, you could have came. We could have. We had an extra ticket. We could have sat front row for George Lucas. We went to a steakhouse tonight. We had a great time.
They sell any alcohol in Vegas at all?
I want to go to Vegas.
Yeah, man. Of course they do. Vegas is the capital of drunks.
You know damn right.
That's right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Like
it's 24-hour buffet at the Bellagio right now. That's right, we've got beef stroganoff. It's fresh up. There's also some jello pudding deal. Check it out.
What?
Top shows will be in the Starlight Lounge. We'll be starting this next show at 11:30.
The hell?
Stick around. Penny slots are half off for the next 25 minutes.
How could penny slots be half off?
Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, sweetie pie, how you doing?
Have you checked out the sports book down there, Calpo?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you checked out the sports book down there?
Yes, I have.
How's it looking?
It's looking mighty fine. Speculation Sports.
You thinking the over or the under?
I'm picking over because I want to be on top tonight. Holy crap, you should see the pussy down here. Oh my god. Goofy Bug, you get your balls cracked every hour of the hour down here. Oh my god. Holy crap. Goofy, you should have came.
It's sexy time with Dr. Calico.
Goofy! 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 Bad shit. Goofy, you should have came.
I should have came, Calico.
Hey,
yeah, you know, I bit the hoe before bro, and now I'm here, sleepless in San Jose, and I could have been at the concert, drunk as fuck with Calco, Cowgirl, George, Thorough, and the Destroyer.
That's damn right. You know, you're spilling a drink. You're spilling a good drink.
Shame on you. All right.
She's spilling blood on the ground. She's...
I'm fucked up, girl.
Well, don't do it. She was spilling beer on the floor.
Fuck that. I'm gonna fucking smoke my left.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Hey, appreciate the you reporting to us live from Vegas there on the Strip. Dr. Cowpote holding things down here on the Saturday night party, sexy time. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm gonna be back here in a second with the whole gang. And we got another 50 minutes to go, 50 minutes to take your calls at 1-347-826-7667. I'll be right back. FRD, and the Mexican.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still here, bro. So I was looking at my Twitter, and Ken Moore left me a few tweets that I thought were interesting. His first one says, "Vince and the Bay Show is on BTR. Yeah, it sucks tonight because the Happy Hebrew is not there." Then the next one, it says, this was to me. He says, "Guy goes to the doctor. Doctor says to the guy, quote, 'You really need to stop masturbating.' Then the next tweet says, the guy says, 'Why?' The doctor replies, 'So I can examine you.'"
Okay.
Yeah, and Soul Surfing's been tweeting me too. Soul Surfing tweeted me. She said, "I heard you, LOL. I work for Delta Airlines, Inc. In June, we are getting nonstop service from Miami to L.A. Can't wait." Oh, right on. I'm not in L.A., but that's good for you.
If you go to L.A., you can come to Arizona and hang out with me. I think we'll have some fun partying together.
Come to the Bay. 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 Why, Goofy, you wanted to say something. Goofy, go ahead.
Hey, do I tweet like at Vince in the Bay, da 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 da? That's how you tweet?
You don't know how to
tweet? Because I really don't talk to anybody on Twitter. I just throw shit out there, you know? Like, I use it as like a platform.
Yeah. Yeah, people do that, yeah. You can communicate with people, though, at the same time. It can be a two-way street.
Okay.
Yeah. You can communicate with me directly. It's pretty easy. Not hard to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Soul Surfer would be a fun girl to party with. Like, yeah, she's older and stuff, but she seems like a really fun girl, so.
Older and stuff? How old is she? She doesn't look that old. She looks pretty young.
She's like 35 or something. But I mean,
oh my
like
God, that's younger than me.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting you're way old.
What you think of me? I'm just like a fun,
like,
older,
I'm a baby, dude.
Guy.
Like I'm 23, but I feel like I'm fucking 12. You know what I mean?
No, you seem older to me. You sound young. You sound your age, but you act, at least off air, you act a lot older.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. All my family's like, you need to grow up, stop acting like 16-year-old. So, I guess I'm just used to everybody telling me that, which I don't mind. I want to be 16 forever. I cried when I turned 17. On my 17th birthday, I broke down and cried hardcore. I was devastated.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
Who's Jet Girly?
That's what we were talking about.
The cougar. Oh.
That's the cougar.
She works for some airline. She's like a party girl. She's cool.
I thought that was Bush's daughter.
She's a cutie. She's a cutie for sure.
I'd bang her out hard.
Surfing, jet skiing, partying, working out.
Hey, I'm going to follow my homeboy, Dick Burns. Shout out to Dick Burns, wherever he's at.
He's watching a fight, the UFC fight right now.
Yeah, wait, who's the cougar again? I want to check that one out.
Soul Surfer.
Thank you.
She's not a cougar. I'd be a cougar for her, though, is what's sad.
Yeah, but you're not like, I don't know, to me, you're like my age, too.
Well, thank you.
She's hot. I'd destroy her.
How can you tell? The picture's so goddamn small.
There's no pictures.
Is she who she is, or in the picture, I will destroy her.
Yeah, she is. Sure.
Is she like Mexicans? Mexicans?
She had like a Colombian
Mexican
boyfriend or something.
She's a Mexican.
She's like a cop.
Hey, Shouts out to the other part, one of the other two-thirds of the 420 Grindhouses in the chat room, Fat Red Dragon and Hot Janelle. I just realized that. Hey, Hot Janelle, thank you for tuning in.
Shouts out to Hot Janelle.
Yeah, it's good to see her.
Fat Red Dragon.
Holding it down in the chit-chat room.
What's up, Goofy? I haven't even said hi to you yet, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm in depressed mode right now. I guess I'm Goofy Bone. This shit don't happen to me. You know what I'm saying?
You need the Sharks to play. When do they play again, man? You always get pumped up.
Tomorrow, man. Tomorrow. I'm gonna be fucking ready for that game. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait, man. I should be up all... I should stay up all night, but I'm kind of tired right now. I'm smoking some 1989, 88 weed right now. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, so, I mean, I got to deal with what I got to deal with. I mean, fuck.
I feel you,
shit
man.
Shit happens.
You're not wrapping that shit up in, like, Bible papers or anything?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
All right. I didn't know if you were still using, like, the 1988, 89 rolling devices and all that shit.
Let's just say, take an old school thing and fix it up with the new school.
Right on.
And shout out to Keisha. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. How are you, love?
I'm just zoning
out over here. I'm like, I can't multitask at all when I'm like doing internet stuff and on the phone. So, yeah. I'm watching these super hotties on cam right now, these two boys, and I'm just, like, getting a huge boner. And,
I hope not. But anyways, I'm just being a Mexican rolling a blunt. But, yeah.
I'm really bummed that your girl, like, flaked out on you. That sucks, dude. Like, I've actually, like, I got kind of trolled by Burns, like, when he sent me to that, like, pedophile's house. But, like, I've actually never, like had, like, a guy, like, really flake out on me. So that sucks. Like, I don't even know what that would feel like.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, usually they'll call and be like, oh, something happened or something. You know, nobody called. You know, it's like, okay. Thousands of thoughts are going through my mind. Like, maybe some bitch paid her to set me up like that. Or maybe, maybe she fell, or, you know, maybe she got kidnapped, or maybe aliens came, or Godzilla ate her, or, you know,
right.
Some shit. You know? Something.
Sasquatch.
Or Debbie Daly's crew came and jumped her, took her hostage. You know? Stuff like that. And then top it all off, I lose my sack of weed. Everything else comes back, you know, my phone, my wallet. But nobody's going to bring the weed back. You know what I'm saying?
I just read Hot Janelle did a tweet that says, I have a super special vagina vote when it comes to anything in my home. Is that
okay.
How that works?
That's pretty specific.
Do you share your house with someone with a vagina? The vagina gets the extra vote or something?
Yeah, but then I think if you have more than one pet, I think if it's like if you get two pets that are the same sex, I think that counts as a vote for whatever sex that is too. So I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different rules.
What are you guys talking about? You guys are talking about having such a pet? Sorry, I was like watching these boys, and I was getting all distracted. And all of a sudden, I heard vagina and pets. And
Do you want to go ahead and just go masturbate to your boys and let's leave you alone?
No, are we
interrupting? Is my show getting in the way of your
show
masturbation stuff?
So important to me, then I could never miss your
Well,
show
you're not. You seem pretty
because
preoccupied
you are my
with
main
some...
man.
Well, I don't really want to hear about your little sideshow that you're having with your boys, the little boys you play with on the side and the little webcam shows.
Oh, getting jelly.
Hey, I'm a little jelly. I don't give a shit, all right? I don't give a shit. I'm not afraid to say it. It's a little bit of pet peeve. I'm really getting upset with some of these. You know, I'm seriously not taking any shit because, somebody else just... Oh, this is Ken Moore sent me another tweet. He said, called in via cell so there is no Patriot Gregan going on and get treated like one angry Jew.
I don't think you treat anybody bad. Like, it's all like fun and games. Like, I don't know what the Jew's deal is. I miss the Jew, to be honest.
He made Patriot Gregging a hashtag. That's great.
God bless Patriot Greg.
That's fucking great.
Okay, here you go, Kishu. Soul Surfing One has a tweet for you. I just read.
Oh.
It says, well, she sent it to me, but it says, she says, I'm at Space Night Club, but Kishu, you, I love the Smiths, LOL.
Aw, that's awesome. See, now I love her even more. She's great. Like I think Burns was, like, trolling her a few times, and then, like, I started talking to her. And at first I was, like, kind of jealous because I was like, there's some girl, like, in the picture with my whole, you know, Burns. And, like, it really pissed me off, you know, of course, because, you know, me and Burns were, like, a team. And then I was, like, I realized, I kind of came to my senses, and I was, like, well, he's a hottie, and he's going to have tons of girls all over, so I'm just going to have to accept it. And, I started talking to her, and I really ended up liking her a lot, and she's cool. She's really cool. She's a lot of fun.
Speaking of Burns, speaking of the beef he had with the black UK woman.
That was so funny, yeah.
Oh, so hilarious. The video he made.
Princess died. They were so funny. The jokes were so funny.
What did she do? Did she retaliate in any way?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him all day because he's been all like, whenever there's a day that there's going to be a UFC fight, he doesn't talk to me. He just goes off in his own world. So
who won today?
I just expect that. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to it.
FRD, did St. Pierre win today?
I'm on it, man.
I'm sure he did.
I've been too stoned to figure that out. Hold on. Just give me a minute.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure he did because he's fucking awesome.
I've been sitting here just like a dumb fuck all day, man. Fucking stupid ass, dumb ass. Fucking goofy, bony, stupid Mexican. Oh, I'm fucked up.
Don't be so hard on yourself, man. Come on,
yeah, man.
Dude. You're the world famous goofy bone.
I know. That's the problem. I don't know. The dark side clouded my mind, I guess. But.
Dude, Ghost is playing. Has been playing your music. On the daily, every single day.
Fuck, I love Ghost, man. I tell you, he's my spiritual father right there. It's like that man, he leered me to a right way, a right path, a righteous path.
So oh, man.
Here's to you,
that's
Ghost.
I can't believe that he got bored with me when I was trying to talk to him about something serious. He got bored with me.
It's like, GSP.
I'm sorry, Kishu, what'd you say? I just got bored for a second there. You say?
Well, the thing is like, okay, everybody calls and trolls him so hardcore, and I was, like, always, like, whatever, I just never really had the urge to, like, call and troll him, and I was, like, I'm just gonna call him, and I'm gonna, like, talk to him about some real shit in my life right now, and, you know, just see what he has on these thoughts of this shit going on, and blah, 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 So I called him up, and he was just like, didn't even really give me any fucking advice that I was expecting, and pretty much just, like, cut me off and went on to the next caller, and I was like, that's balls. So from now on, I'm going to troll him fucking hard as shit, and then I'm going to also push that fucking dude that calls in with the gay voice to troll him even harder, because that boy is my buddy. And, he rages with him. So fuck you, Ghost. You pissed me off, and now it's on, nigger.
Ooh, you heard it. You heard it here first, folks. It's on. The throwdown. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Kishu is not taking any more shit. She will no longer be known as the boring bitch.
I'll probably never do anything. Too busy, too occupied with your show.
That sounded kind of cool, though. I'll turn that into a soundbite. We'll put that into the Troll War archives. It'll be cool.
Nice. I'm playing with silly string right now. I don't know why. There's like a can on the table. I have no clue where it came from, but it's kind of interesting.
And by silly string, you mean your pocket rocket?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know it.
So hot, so hot. Oh, yeah, Saturday night party, sexy time. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Should I read some erotic poetry or something? I feel like we should sex this up a little bit.
Yeah, you might as well at this point.
Hey, Fat Red Dragon, what's this shit that you're pasting into the chat?
Goofy Bone was asking whether or not GSP won the fight. I was giving him a link and telling him that, yes, he did win.
Of course he won.
Okay. That's great. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Appreciate that. GSP.
Yeah. Are you saying that you don't give a shit or you'd like me to explain more?
Yes.
Okay.
Hot Janelle is on the switchboard here, but she doesn't have her hand up. I guess she's laying low. Hot Janelle, at any point you want to jump in here, sister, just press one. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened on the wake and bake this morning? I missed it. I didn't wake or bake.
I woke and boke. And I don't remember much after that. Oh, and then I went outside and raked. I think the show was kind of blurry for me. I had a couple cups of coffee, and we laughed about a few things. And I think Goofy called in, right? Goofy, were you there?
Yeah, I called in, and I forgot. I think something happened. I had...
See?
Oh, I went to go run.
Over
wake
the
bake
border?
I'm curious like that, man. You just kind of wake, you bake, and then you just forget about it, and then you have to go check it in an archive so you find out what happened.
The best opening ever is the one that I used in that Troll Wars where the monk literally sounds like he's still asleep while he's doing the show.
Oh, yeah, that...
He's classic. He actually does roll out of bed. Sorry,
Greg. Just wanted to know. You did a great one, man.
That's what's up. Hey, it's Vince of the Bay hanging out with Kishu, Goofy Bone, and FRD. If you guys want to join us, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a quick rickety break and be right back.
Man, we had a job away from LA to San Francisco overnight. It's a long job, man. Ain't nothing to do. We were both on the way, and me and Bill was up in the front. I said, man, is that a UFO? He said, I think it is. I think there's two of them. I said, man, ain't that place Mustang Ranch on the way? He said, yeah. Let's call him up. Called a girl up on the phone. She said, hello. I said, how much would it be for me to come over and get my ham glazed? She said, hey. Talk about it. She said, you need a threesome. I said,
sir, I just need it over to take one to get my hand glazed. See how much money you got? I'll take about $20. The jungle room, and his teeth was chatting, and he was sweating bullets because he was so damn scared. And she set him down on the couch and put her hand on her leg and said, "What you want to do to me? Either I want my hand to be glazed." She said, "How much money you got?" I said, $20.
Why people can't just end a song. Why do you have to put some little trippy thing at the end? Just the song was over. It was good. It's done. Moving on. And the Vince in the Bay is not gay, but I am out, and or my paper is out. That's right. My online publication. The Vince in the Bay Times is out, and I'm just looking at some of the headlines here, and I don't see anything very interesting at all, actually. Oh, you know what I've noticed? I don't know if I've said this before. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted here by medical marijuana articles. Stupid. Whatever. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Have you guys noticed on BTR when you're watching a show and some of the ads that are on the show that are kind of weird? There's one that's it has like this picture of like these half dog, half human things. Have you guys seen these?
Yeah, they look hella crazy. They look like chocolate bunnies. You
want to
eat.
That shit scared the shit out of me. I can't believe they actually let that shit advertise. I thought it was like, I thought I was getting trolled for a second there. I was like, did I get hacked or something?
Dude, I know how you feel. I didn't want to mention it because I thought maybe I looked up something fucked up online. You know how like they sometimes tailor ads to whatever you look up online. Usually I'm like, man, I don't want to admit to something weird I looked up or something that caused this, but I'm glad everybody else sees it too.
Yeah. It's pretty gnarly, actually. I screen grabbed it. Let me see if I can find it. Dog man?
Dogman probably is the winner there. I like the one with the video with the BMX kids.
Dog human hybrid. Dog human. Yeah, here we go. Here you go. I'll put this in the chat here. Boom. Check out this link. Dog human hybrid. That's what the BTR fucking thing is.
Yeah, that's the one.
I couldn't believe that. When I saw that, I was like, what the fuck is that shit? That's disgusting. What is that?
I thought I was like. There's like a lady there, like, you know, like that's her pet or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's footsteps going upstairs.
I know. That chick's just like, oh, the dog humans are lounging in the living room, honey. Don't worry. Just leave the door open for the dog humans.
And there's such a white floor, you know, you don't have no blankets or anything over there.
That's the most disgusting thing. I was like, I thought it was like I was getting trolled. I seriously thought like that like Dick Burns did some shit, like hacked into my shit and like started and replaced all the ads with these hideous dog human things. That's so disturbing, don't you think?
And BTR is sponsoring it. Oh man.
I think somebody's trolling them and just buying ads with just there's like, I wonder what we can get away with showing with displaying on BTR.
I like how you screen capped it too, because it almost kind of looks like it says Tito Jackson is a dog human hybrid if you look at it right.
Oh, if I would have cropped it just right, it would have totally looked like that. But and I love it. Of course, you can see it's not my show. It's in poetically spoken, so it adds insult to injury. There's like some poor people in here. Like I'm sure that some of these people like say, oh, I don't know, Inner Child Radio or Heartspoken Nisi or Dreama Sky
or Under the Water Cooler,
Adele Connections. You know, these people are like, they're very soulful, spiritual individuals. They have, they're these poets, they're writers, and they're looking at the goddamn dog-human hybrid thing in the corner.
Yeah.
What's
brother,
going through their mind?
Brother,
you
hypnotic.
Know that's throwing a lot of these people off their game.
Oh, big time.
Did you guys ever hear me on that show?
Oh, where? The dog-human...
No. I'm poetically spoken.
No, I tuned in a couple of times, man, but they never brought you on.
Oh, they brought me on one time.
No,
what kind of show is that?
It's just a poetry show. They're all poets, and they recite poetry, and it's so goddamn fucking boring. It's ridiculous. And people go on there, these poets, they're so pretentious. They go on there, they talk for like... They vamp by talking just for like 15, 20 minutes. Going, oh, hello. It's like they were just on them like the day before on the show. That it's not like they haven't talked to them in a long time. They're just like chit-chatting about nothing. And they finally come on, and of course their poem is like five times as long. It's just another 20 minutes of just them just blithering on about garbage. And they have no sense of how to deliver it. I mean, they some of the material, the content is actually really good. But the way they deliver it is so dry and bland and boring that it's just like, oh, come on, gag me. Whatever. I invaded their show a couple of weeks ago, and let me see if I can find this here. Oh, I think it's connected with something else. Yeah. Okay, this is an old clip of me on Poetically Spoken. Also, after this, though, is a clip of me on Don Nicolione. But the first clip is me on Poetically Spoken. So here, check this out.
We're going to go ahead to the next caller.
That's Vincent the Bay.
Hi, Vincent.
It's Vincent the Bay. Just Vince is fine.
Vince? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been meaning to swing by for some time, and I'm glad I've got the opportunity now to be here with you ladies. You're both
Thanks.
So lovely and talented, and I love the lineup of writers you've presented thus far. I really enjoy the content of a lot of this writing. It's very inspiring. I myself am not a writer, but I am very fond of reciting erotic poetry. And I thought I'd just swing through and share a quick little piece that I enjoy. I found this online as I was just kind of cruising around and thought of you guys and thought I'd stop in and share it with you. This piece is called Rapture by Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
This is a place for us that no one else can enter.
It's a place that holds no secrets, only beauty, peace, understanding. A place that we come to thinking we are one, only to have our souls fused together for yet just a moment. And in that moment, I know you. Every pore, every pulse, every thought, every fear. And I love you more and more. I feel myself laid bare before you, and yet I feel content, joyous that you are with me, loving me in my nakedness. And that's that piece. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
I like that piece.
Me too.
It's beautiful. Short to the point. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it too, yeah.
You have a nice voice,
it was
too.
It was a quickie, you know?
It was. Sometimes quickies are great, you know,
yeah.
For the moment,
you know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know, but thank you so much for sharing, you know.
I appreciate it,
that's
lady.
A very nice piece.
Yeah.
You're
a pretty nice piece yourself there, sister. I really enjoy the program. Huge fan. And I guess I'll just listen to the rest of the show in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Do you want to let people know where they may be able to read some of your
absolutely.
Work?
Yeah, I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you.
No
I go by Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show. Yeah, Vince in the Bay. I do a show every night about 9 p.m. Pacific during the week. And then the weekends I do it later. Like tonight I'm doing it at 10, and so I'm doing it an hour from now. And, if your listeners want to come by, just look me up on BTR. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank
ladies.
You,
Vince.
All right.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Skype caller, you're on the air. What you got?
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay in the building!
Hello, Don Nicolione. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. What you got for us?
I have to give you major props for shutting down your Facebook. That's awesome. You want to make sure that you delete all the content from your Facebook page before you shut it down, though, because you know that Facebook caches everything, and all you have to do is sign back into your Facebook after you've supposedly deleted it, and it will restore everything. So if you want to make a clean break,
you gotta
I would
delete
say
everything.
go in, dump all your photos, dump all your blogs, defriend everybody.
I gotta defriend people.
Yeah, you gotta go in there and surgically just unplug everything.
Oh, that's why they make it hard for a nigga to get off that shit, because you
right.
gotta
they
do
will,
a whole,
they want
you gotta you... pack up and move. You literally gotta get boxes, a damn U-Haul truck and shit, and tape,
right.
newspaper.
Exactly.
Damn, Vince, that's a whole lot of, that's like really fucking moving and packing
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I'll never do that shit again. I swear to God, I'll never join another. See, I never joined Black Planet, MySpace, or none of that other stupid shit. You know, they making it really complicated for a nigga to get out the Matrix. No, I'm getting out that mug.
More power to you, Don. I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter fucking freak. But I know it's not.
Vince,
it's
you know
not
there's no cussing on my
tea.
Show.
I'm sorry? Oh, my
there's
bad.
There's no cussing on my show.
Oh, my bad.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
I don't get down like that.
Vince is a slob troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Weird. Where's one eye?
I'm a troll and a liar.
We're on the network.
Run away, run away, run away.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. Hey, it's Vince. I'm back. Kishu's here. FRD's here. Goofy's here. Hot Janelle, do you want to come on or what? Hot Janelle, are you at least going to say hi?
She's going to come on and get mad at you anyways. Don't worry.
Oh, cool. I want
to. I like the Holy Grail clip, Vince. I just got to tell you that one.
Yeah, it's, that's one of my all-time favorite movies. The whole,
that's the
whole
greatest film. Movie of all
I
time.
Actually, one time, I was tripping out on acid with my friend, and we were like, we went to a concert, and then after the concert, we went back to his house where he was at his apartment, and we attempted to like hang out. We're still tripping on acid, and we decided to just like we tried to play Tecmo Bowl, and that didn't work out very well. Never try to play Tecmo Bowl when you're on acid; it doesn't work out. So we just were like, okay, this is pointless. We're not going to do that. What else should we do? Oh, let's watch a movie. That'll calm us down. We'll get into a movie. We'll trip out on the movie. It'll be cool. So we put out that movie. And I got to tell you, that movie is a trip when you're freaking out on acid. Movies, like 5 minutes of a movie seems like a movie in and of itself. Nuts.
Oh, man. I'm
not
my
good
last
idea.
Drink a Pabst. Fuck. Shit. Here we go.
The Knights of Knee.
Do you
how about you? If I wanted to, I could go nuts. Hey, what's up?
Did you ever? Sorry, my connection went weird. Did you ever put my Arctic Monkeys song on the switchboard?
No, I couldn't.
That's a good
it.
One.
I tried. You know what? I
oh yeah, you told me that you couldn't download it.
Yeah, I couldn't download it. What I have to do is after the show's over. I'll get it for you next time. What I'll do is when the show's over, I'll capture it and then I'll make an MP3 out of it.
Well, what about Tech? You're gonna play that for me because every night now you have to play that because hear it when I'm on.
Shut up about it. All right, fine. I'll play it. I'll play it. Shut up about it. I'll play it. Shut up. Okay.
Okay. You're the best.
I'm gonna play it. I'll play that when we leave, when we finish up here. We're gonna finish. We finish up in about 2 or 3 minutes and then I'll play it.
Yeah.
You're almost turning into my Hot Janelle.
Who's my Hot Janelle?
No, well, if you listen to the Cannabis Monk show, that's kind of like, in a nutshell. Oh, you know what? I got to upload this clip. I bet you. I wonder if
I don't think I could turn into anybody. I'm Kishu, and I'm legend.
You are legend, absolutely. I'm not denying that. But I have this clip that I want to play. It's really quick. I can probably upload it in a couple of seconds.
All right. You got a Hot Janelle clip, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is good. This is good. Okay, I got to upload this. What's it called? Okay. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud here. Anyways, really quick. We got a couple of minutes left. Hey, Hot Janelle's here. Let's bring her on. Hey, Hot Janelle, what's going on?
Hi. Are you happy? Hi. Are you done bitching and moaning? Because I was just listening quietly and enjoying the sound of your voice.
And
can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And I appreciate you giving myself a little taste of your voice. So that's all I wanted. It wasn't trying to
try
to disrupt your activity.
Now, what's this clip that you're going to play? I'm a little bit scared.
Hey, you know what, Hot Janelle? While I cue this up, tell us really quick in a nutshell, like 30-second nutshell, what the 420 Grindhouse is all about and what's coming up on your show on Monday.
We're about getting high and talking about stupid shit. Monday, I don't know. I don't have a plan. It's just going to be
it. It's my snatch Monday.
Yeah, there you go.
That's hot.
It's my snatch Monday. That's I guess, Goofy's.
You know what?
I
was on the Monk show today because the Monk wanted a name is Thursday show, Circle Jerk Thursday. And I told him never call that fucking show ever in my
life.
It's
wrong. And I told him it was wrong, but he doesn't listen to me, so I give up.
I won't be on that show either. No way.
Thursday nights are going to go down. But I told him, you know, if we did something with, like, something about my pussy Monday, we get a lot of hits, so.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you really should do it. Just do it and do it. And do it right.
Sign me up. I'm in. Deal me in on that. Okay, I think I might have this clip. Hopefully I can get it up in time before. I've said that many times. Hopefully I can get it up in time.
So Vincent the Bass, the VITB, that's the new call letters or what?
VITBC. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the Bay Crew, guys.
Hello.
I don't know. Winning.
2 minutes left.
I'm probably going to hit the hay.
Me too. I'm going to hit the hay too here in just a second. Hey, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. I will follow you back. That's the one thing. When I was going through today and unfollowing people, I did not unfollow people that were following me. I respect that. If you follow me, I'll follow you back, and I will not unfollow you unless you unfollow me. And then if you suck, I'll unfollow you.
Yeah, I keep getting followers, and then I lose them, so fuck them all.
Well, a lot of them just want you to follow them back, and usually they're boring.
Yeah, and I don't want to. You know, if you're interesting, yeah, I'll follow you, but if not, fuck them. Cowcode is following me, so I followed him. It surprised the hell out of me.
He's a great guy. He's fun. You'll have a. If you ever
seen him tweet anything.
if you show him enough attention, he'll make a video about you. It'll be cool. He'll find some little doll to play and everything.
Oh, I could show a lot of attention. I'm good at attention.
All right, I want to pay a lot of attention. I want to say thanks. Okay, I got this clip loaded up. I'm gonna play it, but I'm gonna play it right after I say goodbye to the live listeners. So if you guys want to just hang on for about 20 seconds, I just want to say goodbye to the live listeners, and then I'm gonna play this 420 Grindhouse clip that Debbie does the impersonation of. It's fucking hilarious. Thanks everybody for tuning in live tonight. It's Saturday night party sexy time. I hope it was a party or somewhat sexy or
always your party or, sexy time with you, baby.
Oh yeah, you too, honey. Oh, I'll deal with you in a minute. Shouts to Goofy Bone, shouts to FRD and Hot Janelle from 420 Grindhouse. Also, of course Kishu, I love you, and peace and love and joy and happiness to all of you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night. And all right. So here's the Debbie Daly doing 420 Grindhouse clip. Check this out. This is a couple of nights ago. I was hanging out with Debbie Daly, and we were just like being silly on the air. And she goes into a little cannabis monk impersonation. And I swear to God, I was crying. I thought it was so fucking hilarious. Here it is. Check it out.
I've never met her. But,
no, they don't use I. It's the monk, remember?
The monk, yeah. Well, now the monk is not going to quit. The monk is not going to put up with that over here. And the monk is over here in the 420 grind house. And how about you, Janelle? Come make me a fucking sandwich, bitch.
I'm not going to make you a fucking sandwich, you motherfucking cocksucking motherfucker.
You know, and I'm like going, goodness, darling, settle down with the F-bomb there.
That was actually a pretty good, for just a dry run. That was good. I felt like I was listening to their show for a second there. That was good.
And welcome to the 420 Grindhouse. I'm the monk, and the monk is not happy right now. I've got to tell you, the monk is a little bit, a little high right now. Am I high, hot Janelle?
What you are, you piece of fucking shit?
I love you, baby. You look good. Isn't she a good boy? You like that? You like it? And what's good to bend over? Who's bend over there, huh, Janelle?
You know,
it's just like I'm going, this is epic radio here. And
yeah.
Well, they hate these.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. I just peed my pants. Oh, my God. That's so good.
Well,
oh my God, it's fucking Debbie Daly right there.
How did I miss that? I gotta listen to that.
Oh, so fucking hilarious. I can send you the clip. That's the whole thing right there.
Yeah,
was...
send me the clip because I gotta hear that. I have to have the monkey hear that.
Oh, so fucking hilarious. I was crying. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
It's
I
pretty
still am.
Close to the truth, though. That's the best part.
It was pretty freaking hilarious, that's for sure.
Dude, Debbie is, just when you think, Debbie is not as dumb and ditzy as you think she is. She's a fucking talented chick. She's fucking hilarious when she wants to be.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my
I
God.
I dig Debbie. I really, I don't mind Debbie. I just don't like that she's so down on Moxie, because I fucking love Moxie. Moxie's my girl. You
oh,
know,
did you,
and like,
did you,
it's fucking funny. Like,
yeah,
I saw the video. It's balls, you know, it's fucking balls. But, you know, like, I don't know. You know, I just think that the reason that she doesn't like Moxie is because that impression, and that impression's hilarious, you know? I don't know.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious, but it isn't anymore, at least not the incarnation that Moxie tried to do the other day. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know if that was her that called in. She just talked in, like, in sound bites. And so it could have been, like, a recording of Moxie saying...
It probably,
you know,
was.
From old shows or something.
There's so many of them out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love her. She's a hottie.
Yeah, she ain't bad. Anywho, all right. I think this is going to be it. We're gonna wrap it up here. Anybody want to have any thoughts in closing? Let's go around the table here. Hot Janelle, anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye here?
Just listen. We changed the show time on Monday. It's 10:30 p.m. Central Time. So, yeah, that's about it. And if you missed my show with Adriana from. Forgive the Fallen. You've got to listen. Check them out. Check her out on Facebook. She's fucking hot.
Nice.
I don't know if you caught that, but SFRD, she's pretty fucking hot. So
I don't think I heard it. I knew that you had an interview coming up with somebody, and I haven't heard it. I'll go back and check it out.
No, check out, look up Forgive the Fallen on Facebook, and you'll understand. She's fucking hot. She really is.
Right. Cool. Sweet. FRD, anything you want to say in closing here?
No. Shout out to everybody who is on the show tonight. Goofy Bone and Kishu and Hajanel and Ken Moore, even though he got mad and left. But thanks, Vince. And wish me luck raking the yard tomorrow. I'll probably be broken by the end of that. But listen to the 420 Grindhouse on Monday, and Friday we get the... Friday Night Grind with myself, and then the rest of the week is the Monk's new kind of gay-oriented stuff, so check that out, too.
Gay-oriented stuff? Excuse me?
Thursday sounds a little gay.
Thursday sounds... Wait, wait. I mean, say the name of the Thursday thing again.
It's Circle Jerk Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
interesting
wrong.
Concept. Interesting
no.
concept.
No.
Yeah. Are they? Wait, tell me, he's just going to be playing Circle Jerk songs. The band Circle Jerk, right?
I hope so. No, I don't know. I don't think
that's
that'd be brilliant. I love the Circle. I'm a huge Keith Morris fan. I have some Circle Jerks on my thing. I mean, I'm down. Is that's what he's doing, right?
I'm not sure, man.
That's what he's doing. Because if it isn't what he's doing, I won't be here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm going to catch the first one in archives, I think.
All right, cool. Well, we'll appreciate you guys coming through, and I look forward to the show on Monday for sure. And I'll definitely go in the archives and check out that interview. Thanks for coming through, 420 Hyatt Grindhouse crew. Oh, my God, I just lost control of my switchboard. Motherfucker.
Oh.
That sucks.
Whoa. Oh, that was such a bad idea.
While you're gaining control, I'm going to do my shout-out. Thanks, everybody, for all the good times tonight. And everybody should check out Dick Burns on Twitter. It's at twitter.com/xdickxburnsx. There you go. Are you going to play my song?
Idea. I never never refresh your switchboard page while you're in the overtime. Bad idea.
Uh-oh.
Terrible idea. Oh,
now
well.
You're stuck with us forever.
God damn it, you bastards. Well, I'm going to hang up. If you guys want to stay and chit-chat and fuck up my podcast, fine. But I'm going to leave. I'm just going to say thanks, everybody, again, for coming through. I love you all.
Taplessarmy.com.
I can't believe I didn't get my song.
I know. I'm trying to get... Give me a second. Let me see if I can resuscitate the switchboard. I don't think I can.
Taplessarmy.com.
Yeah, fine. Capitalist Army, blah-bitty-blah-bitty. You know, he didn't. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten more subscribers. I thought he would. I looked over there, and he's easily doubled or tripled his subscribers. But I thought it'd be more than that.
He nitpicks.
I've never even looked at his site.
He chooses like who he wants to be in the Capitalist Army.
Yeah, fuck Ghost. I don't want to be part of his fucking
capitalist faggotry.
It's on. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that earlier, Goofy? It's on. Kishu is throwing down the gauntlet.
I was,
Ghost.
Legitimately asking him shit. It pisses me off.
I was really expecting
some hardcore answer from him. I was really excited. I was like, I like Ghost. Maybe he'd give me good advice.
Like, I'll ask him a question, and he'll leave me on hold, and he'll just cut me off, like, hang up on me.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that. I definitely, like, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of my friends and a lot of my crew have trolled him hard, and, you know, I was totally like, well, I kind of like Ghost, and maybe he'll give me some good advice, you know, but fuck that. I don't need his fucking advice. I'm a fucking millionaire. Fuck him.
Yeah. I listen to him. He does good advice. Great.
All right, what's that Arctic Monkey song you like?
Love Machine.
All right, good night.
The Girls Aloud cover.
All right, good night. Good night, Goof. Thanks a lot, bro. Later. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I don't have control of the switchboard, but I can hold up the goddamn microphone. Wait.
Aww.
Wait,
you're the best,
is this one?
Baby.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to cue this up. And then this is going to be the end of it. All right. All right, Kishu, thanks for hanging out with me. You're awesome.
Thanks for having me, baby. You're the best.
Yeah, me too. All right, this is it. Thanks for coming through, everybody. And whoever listened to all the way through the archives, sucks for you. All right, this is the Love Machine. I'm going to be your Love Machine, Kishu. You watch out, baby.
Hell yeah.
But in the meantime, here's Love Machine by Arctic Monkeys.
Loving me is as easy as pie. I am just a love.